Here in Los Angeles, some good news. In fact, a transportation milestone. After more than 30 years of planning, legal battles, and cost overruns, finally, a train connects the city to the sea. NPR's Kirk Sigler squeezed into the very first car to depart Santa Monica.
17th Street
It is all smiles on this inaugural train leaving the beach and heading east 15 miles, crossing one of the most congested cities in the nation.
Hey, I was just getting ready to post on Facebook that I'm a part of this. It's historic for me.
Alan Barfield, for one, is thrilled.
Well, this is the first train to go into L.A. in like 60 years, over 60 years, on this route.
Some of this new Expo Line extension runs along the same route the old Pacific Electric streetcars did. Like a lot of Western cities, L.A. used to have an expansive public transit system, but it fell out of favor when the car became king in the 1950s. But now L.A. is trying to move in a different direction again. There are several other light rail lines being added or extended right now. And in the past few years, overall, more people are riding the train, if they're near a line, especially as the city's notorious traffic has gotten worse and worse.
I think it means more options, more opportunities for Angelenos to see their city in a different way.
Tiffany Wong, who lives in Chinatown, says this is going to go a long way toward connecting this vast city.
My favorite part is, passing by the 10 and seeing the train going faster than the cars.
That's Interstate 10 freeway.
Yes.
Now, this probably isn't going to do too much to alleviate traffic, at least in the short term. But a lot of people on this train think its extension is symbolic, that mass transit has really arrived. Dave Williams stopped driving 10 years ago. LA's freeways were just too stressful. And a train, especially today, it's pretty awesome, he says.
It's completely unlike Angelenos to be so chatty. Like, everybody's in the train. Can you hear everybody talking? It's, you know, that doesn't happen here. Hopefully it'll bring people together and improve transportation.
For now, though, Williams is just excited about getting to take the train to one of the city's old historic hotels downtown for lunch. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Los Angeles.